I'm Tovia Smith at an Irish pub in Boston.
Taid Míle Fáilte go dtí on Black Rose. That means welcome.
Bartender Kevin Fagan was pouring drinks here the night of the president's announcement for those celebrating as well as those drowning their sorrows.
There was joy in one corner and sadness in the other.
In the happy camp, he says, a single mom who's never been able to introduce her daughter to her family.
So now, hopefully, she'll be able to parade the lovely child around back in County Derry in Ireland.
But on the disappointed side, Fagan's friends who've been married 14 years but were unable to have kids and are therefore ineligible.
And they feel bad enough about that in the first place. And now it's really coming back to bite them, you know. You have them, I won't say crying, you know, like, but it's kind of tough, you know.
Hello, this is Jeannie. Can I help you?
Hi, Jeannie. This is Polly.
Many of Boston's estimated 12,000 undocumented Irish have been calling the Irish International Immigrant Center for help.
Are we able to travel home to see our families?
It's a good question.
The Irish foreign minister tweeted a warning to undocumented Irish in the U.S. to check with a lawyer before coming home for Christmas. Attorney Jeannie Kane says there's a lot of uncertainty, short and long term.
This could be taken away by the next administration. We just don't know. But on the other hand, you know, in the past there's been executive action and then that's turned into some kind of permanent status years later. And only the people who registered actually get the status. So it's hard to advise people.
Back at the pub, bartender Kevin Fagan calls the president's plan a great first step, but just a few bar stools away, Russell William, whose family immigrated from Ireland a generation ago, calls it tragic.
We all came from someplace, but we came legally. We waited in line, our families did. That's the way it should be.
My heart goes out, William says, to those who've been playing by the rules. Tovia Smith, NPR News, Boston.